Thanks. Did get my friends on. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Hare Bhagavan.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, I'm here.
Okay, what happened? Just a minute. Okay, so we're speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam. We're telling about Maharaj Priyavrata, who had gone off to the mountains with Narada Muni.
我们前几课讲的是圣典博伽瓦坛里头 Priyavrata 王和 Narada Muni 一起去了山上。
And his father Swayambhuva Manu came looking for him to bring him home because the father wanted to retire. He wanted the son to take over his duty. So Narada Muni was trying to discourage him at first because he thought it's not very good that you go back home to material life. You'll get married and you'll fall into your spiritual life.
一开始, Narada Muni 就是想打消他的念头，因为这样的话。 他又该重新回到物质生活里结婚生子，会堕入到玛雅当中。
So Lord Brahma came to mediate to solve because Lord Brahma is like the grandfather, and so he came to settle the dispute.
就 Brahma 他是祖父，结果他就来做一个调解人，来前来。
So Lord Brahma is instructing Priyavrata that there's some advantage to enter into family life, householder life.
主 Brahma 就告诉 Priyavrata, 进入家庭生活还是有一些好处的。
It doesn't mean that you will fall down. It doesn't mean that you'll be in Maya just because you go into family life.
不是说你进入家庭生活就堕落了，就堕入了玛雅的掌握当中。
Because he'd already been trained by Narada Muni, so he's a good brahmachari. So a good brahmachari will be safe in householder life.
因为他得到过Narada Muni的训练，是一个优秀的真守生。一个优秀的真守生在家庭生活当中是很安全的。Yeah,
because he's trained to control the mind and conquer the senses. He knows how to control the senses. So he's compared to a king living in his fortress.
因为他已经学会了怎么控制心意和感官。 一个控制了心意和感官的人，就好像居住在 城堡里的国王一样。
Just like a king in his fortress, he can defeat the enemies. When the enemy comes to attack him, he can defeat them.
一个国居住在城堡里的国王，他能打败进攻的敌人。
So the same way, somebody has been trained in household life, if they've been trained in family life, then they can conquer their lusty desires.
同样的，一个在居室生活当中受过训练的人，也能征服自己的色欲。
Yeah, he can go anywhere without any problem, without danger.
他去任何地方都不会遇到危险。
So the Vedic system is, first of all, young men should be trained to be brahmacharis, to control their mind and senses.
按照伟达的体系，一个年轻人首先应该受到遵守生活的训练，以便控制自己的心意与感官。
Then he arranged to enter into family life, to take a wife.
然后他会安排进入家庭生活，接受一位妻子。
Then later on, he will retire from family life. He'll enter into the vanaprastha, the retired ashram.
在此之后，他就进入退休的生活，就 vanaprastha ashram.
The Vedas say, from the age of 50,One should prepare for the next life. One should begin preparing for the next life.
伟达经训谕，人过五十之后就要为来生做好准备了。
Because by age of 50, half the life is over. So death warning is there.
因为到了五十岁的时候，他的前半生已经过去了。这样呢，他死亡的钟声就开始敲响了。
So they have to get ready. It takes time to get rid of the attachments to the material world.
要克服对物质世界的依恋是需要花时间的。
So that's why the Vanaprastha Ashram is there, that we prepare for leaving the body.
所以就Vanaprastha 的这个阶层，我们就为来世的躯体做准备。
If you just stay in the family life, then when death comes, you're still attached to the family. You'll come back in the family again.
如果仍然留在家庭生活当中，那么死亡来临的时候，可能就再度投生在同一个家族当中。
So our senses are very powerful, they're very strong. It's not easy to conquer them.
我们的感官既强大又有力量，很难以克服。
So the preparation, the training is there from the beginning. First, the brahmachari life.
所以一开始就有一种准备和训练是从遵守生活开始的。
And then he enters into family life. In family life, he has to be very careful to control the senses.
之后呢，就进入家庭生活。在此期间，他很小心翼翼地控制自己的心与感官。
When we are young,Our bodies are very lusty. We have very strong material desires.
当一个人年轻力壮的时候，他的色欲非常强，有很多的色欲。
So household life is a good training. It's a you have to be constantly on guard to control.
所以家生活基地要控制自己的感官。
So, Prabhupada said married life is like going to a feast, but fasting, not eating.
Prabhupada 说, 进入家庭生活就好像去参加一个大餐，但是他又去戒食。
So in married life, there's always the opportunity for sense gratification. And if we're not very careful, then we can fall into Maya.
在婚姻生活当中，处处都有感官享乐的机会。一个人要是不小心的话，很容易就堕入到 Maya 当中。
So Lord Brahma is instructing Priyavrata, he said, that you have to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord.
主 Brahma 就训谕 Priyavrata, 你要托庇于至尊主的莲花足。
This is a way, and this, when you take shelter of the Lord, then you'll be able to control the mind and the senses.
当你托庇了至尊主的莲花足，就可以控制自己的心语与感官。
And Brahma tells Priyavrata, you will always be liberated from material association.
Brahma 也告诉 Priyavrata, 你会永远摆脱物质涟漪的束缚。
And you'll be able to carry out the Lord's orders also.
同时你也能够执行至尊主的命令。
So the Lord has ordered Priyavrata to accept material enjoyment.
这样主就直接了当地命令 Priyavrata 接受物质的享受。
It's different for different people. Some people, they're ordered to renounce, and other people are ordered to accept material enjoyment.
所以这是因人而异的。有的人就得到命令要去弃绝，而另外一些人呢，得到命令接受享受。
We have to accept Krishna's plan for us.
我们必须接受 Krishna 给我们的安排。
So Prabhupada describes there are three kinds of men in this material world.
Prabhupada 形容说，在这世上有三类人。
Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj, I'm here.
Okay. So there are three kinds of men in the material world. First one is the karmi.
世上有三种人，第一种是 karmi，
。Sorry,
Mary, it's broken.
They are trying to enjoy their senses. The karmi wants to enjoy the senses.
Karmi 们他们。就想享受自己的感官。
Above the karmi is a gyani. The gyani is trying to control the urge of the senses.
在 karmi 之上是 gyani. Gyani 们努力控制他们的感官。
And higher than the gyani is a yogi. The yogi, he has already conquered the senses.
而比Gyani 更高的是 Yogi. Yogi 们已经征服了自己的感官了。
But none of these three are on the transcendental platform. They're all on the material platform.
这三类人还依然是处在物质的层面上，没有晋升到超然层面。
If they want to come to the transcendental platform,They have to use their senses for the pleasure of Krishna.
假设他们希望晋升到超然层面，必须要将感官用于取悦 Krishna.
So Lord Brahma is telling Priyavrata that he should be on the transcendental platform.
主 Brahma 就告诉 Priyavrata, 他应该让自己处于超然层面。
He should simply fix his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna and enjoy the material world.
他应该简单的将心意专注于至尊主的莲花足，同时去享受这个物质世界。
The material world, the material world becomes very insignificant. The ocean of the material existence becomes very small if we have taken shelter of Krishna.
倘若我们脱离于 Krishna 的莲花足，这个物质世界就变得微不足道。
There's no danger for a devotee.
奉献者对奉献者而言是不存在危险的。
But in material world, everybody else, is danger everywhere.
但是在物质世界，对于其他人呢，到处都有危险。
But by the grace of Krishna, devotee crosses very easily.
但是由于 Krishna 的仁慈，奉献者可以轻而易举地跨越物质存在的海洋。
So we have to fix. It's important to follow the order of Krishna.
所以我们要小心谨慎的专心致志的遵守主 Krishna 的命令。
Some devotees are put into opulence, just like Priyavrata. He has to become the ruler of the universe.
有些奉献者被置于富裕的处境当中，比如说 Priyavrata, 他就是整个世界的帝王统治者。
And some other devotees are put into poverty.By the arrangement of Krishna.
而另外一些奉献者就被主 Krishna 安排处于贫困当中。
Just like Kolavika Sridhar, he was a great devotee, but he's very poor.
正像 Kolavika Sridhar, 这位伟大的奉献者就一贫如洗。
And there was also Suklambar Brahmachari.He would live by begging.
还有 Suklam Bara Brahmachari 真守生，他是靠乞讨为生的。
Lord Chaitanya, one time he had Suklambar Brahmachari cook some rice for him, and Suklambar he went and begged some rice, and then he cooked that rice for Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, this rice is the best I."
主柴丹尼亚有一次就让苏格朗巴拉布拉姆查瑞给他做大米饭，那这位镇守生呢不得不乞讨来一些大米，煮熟之后给主柴丹尼亚吃，主柴丹尼亚说，哎呦，这是我吃过的最好吃的大米饭。
So devotee is simply, his duty is simply to follow the order of Krishna.
奉献者的天职只是简单的去遵守 Krishna 的命令。
We shouldn't get disturbed by the different material situations.
而不应该被不同的物质处境而受到打扰。
Just like sometimes we may be invited into the homes of very wealthy people and we see their homes so opulent,And we may think, oh, so luxury.
有的时候呢，我们应邀去富人家，我们就看到他们家的这个富丽堂皇，我们就心里就想，哇，这么奢侈。
And of course, they bring people into their home. They want to impress them, and they'll feed them the most opulent food.And they'll let them sit in the most comfortable chairs.
这些夫人呢，就想给来宾留下深刻的印象，给他们端上那个精美的食物，让他们坐着舒适的座椅。
And all the people in the home will be very well dressed.
家庭成员穿着都非
look very attractive.
家庭成员他们各个打扮的都是衣着都非常的得体，很优雅。
So a devotee shouldn't be thinking that we shouldn't think, oh, they're so lucky, oh, so wonderful, oh, we shouldn't envy them.
奉献者不应该感叹，哦，他们太幸运了，哦，他们的生活多么美好啊，而不应该心生嫉妒。
Just like Lord Chaitanya, he was traveling to South India.And he went to this temple, he went to this one place, and the Brahmana brought him to his home and asked him to come to his home, and the Brahmana fed Lord Chaitanya.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 在南印度旅行的时候呢，有一位 Brahmana 就把他带到自己的家中做客。
So the Brahmana and all of his family, they all came and they worshipped Lord Chaitanya and they washed his feet and they fed him very nicely and they took very good care of him.
这位 Brahmana 的家庭成员呢，都来崇拜主 Chaitanya 的莲花足，给他端上精美的食物。
And then after Lord Chaitanya had eaten the food and taken some rest,Then he's ready to go, and he was going to leave.
当主 Chaitanya 吃完这些食物，又休息了一会儿之后，就准备动身离开。
But at that time, the Brahmana then came to Lord Chaitanya and said, "Oh, please, I want to go with you. I cannot tolerate any more this materialistic life. Please let me come with you."
正在这时候，这位 Brahmana 就来跟主 Chaitanya 说：“哦，我现在已经忍受不了这种物质生活了，请让我跟你一起走吧。”
Now the Brahmana wanted to run away from his wife and family. Lord Chaitanya would not allow it.
这位 Brahmana 想逃离自己的妻子和家人，但是主 Chaitanya 不允许。
Lord Chaitanya told that Brahmana.That you stay here, and you, wherever you go, whoever you meet, you tell them about Krishna. And in this way, you should become a spiritual teacher.
主 Chaitanya 对他说，你留在这里，无论你去哪里，无论你遇到什么人，你都跟他们讲 Krishna, 这样从而成为一位灵性导师。
And Lord Chaitanya told the Brahmana, if you do like this,Then you will always have my association. I will never leave you.
主 Chaitanya 跟他说，如果你这样去做的话，就会永远得到我的联谊，也永远不会失去我。
Lord Chaitanya was ordering this Brahmana that you should become, you know, you should teach people about Krishna consciousness. Now some people may think, oh, it's so much trouble.
主 Chaitanya 就命令这个 Brahmana 你应该教导人们有关于 Krishna 有的人就会觉得这太麻烦了吧
yeah, Some people think Oh, having disciples is so much trouble Just like some people think Oh, having children You have children is so much trouble You know, but having disciples also They think, oh, it's too much trouble People want to avoid troubleThat's not good.
因为要接受门徒就会自然而然的有麻烦正像有了孩子之后就会有麻烦一样他们就想避免这种麻烦。
No, it's proper to have children and raise children. That's very noble, very good activity. Krishna is pleased when people have children in God consciousness.
但是有了孩子之后这是很正常的合情合理的也是抚养孩子也是一个很崇高的事业很好的
Prabhupada said we need many children to take up Krishna consciousness. We want them to grow up to be nice devotees.
Prabhupada 说过，我们希望有很多的孩子接受 Krishna 之觉，成为一个非常好的奉献者。
But often we find young people today, they just want to live together, they want to enjoy sex, they don't want to have children. It's very bad.
但是当今年代呢，年轻人们就是仅仅的同居，然后享受性生活，也不要孩子，这是非常不好的，糟糕的生活。
And the same way people don't want to accept disciples. They just want to chant Hare Krishna themselves. They just want to worship Krishna. They don't want to teach anybody. They don't want to tell anybody about Krishna.
同理，有很多的人，他们只想自己唱诵 Hare Krishna, 崇拜 Krishna, 不想跟教导别人，告诉别人有关于 Krishna 的。
But Lord Chaitanya has ordered everyone, they should become a teacher, they should tell people about Krishna.
可是主 Chaitanya 命令说 应该成为老师去教导别人。
Don't leave the home, you can stay in your home. You don't need to leave home, just stay where you are and teach Krishna consciousness.
你无需离开家，你只需要留在原地，然后教导 Krishna 知觉。
Interesting, after Lord Chaitanya met that Brahmana, then he met another Brahmana. This one was called the leper Vasudev. And this Vasudev, his body was all diseased with leprosy.
非常有意思的是，主 Chaitanya 又遇到了另外一位 Brahmana。这位 Brahmana 是一位患麻风病的 Brahmana, 名字叫 Vasudev.
And the Brahmana, he had the habit, if one of the worms which were eating his body fell out, he would pick it up and put it back in his body.
这位 Brahmana 他有一个习惯，就是他身上那个咬他的，就吃他的血，脓血的虫子，假设要是掉到了地上的话，他就把这个虫子又捡起来，放回原处，让那虫子能吸吮他的脓血。
So when Lord Chaitanya met his Brahmana, Lord Chaitanya embraced him. And when Lord Chaitanya embraced him, immediately his body became healthy and strong.
当主 Chaitanya 遇见这位 Brahmana 之后，就拥抱了他。这位 Brahmana 立刻他的麻风病就痊愈了，他变得健康而又结实。
Not only did it get free of the disease, then he became very good looking.
他不仅身上的疾病一扫而光，而且他容貌就变得非常的英俊。
So when the Brahmana saw his body transformed like that, he said to Lord Chaitanya, he said, now it may be difficult for me to stay out of Maya because I have this body, I may be attracted to sense gratification.
这位 Brahmana 就对主 Chaitanya 说，现在呢，我的这个容貌已经焕然一新了，现在要想摆脱妈呀就很难，因为我的身体呢现在是这么有吸引力，就很容易被感官享乐所受到吸引了。
Yeah, when the body is diseased, then you don't think much about sense gratification.
当身体有病的时候，自然而然的就不会想去从事感官享乐。
But when the body is strong and healthy, then the thought of sense gratification will be there.
然而这个躯体当年轻又力壮的时候，有健康的时候，自然而然的就会有感官享乐的念头冒出来。
So Lord Chaitanya told the Brahmana, he said, yes, so now you have to constantly chant the holy name of Krishna. That will protect you from Maya.
主 Chaitanya就对他说，是的， 现在你必须要恒常的念诵圣名，这样就可以远离玛雅了。
And you should also teach people what you know about Krishna consciousness. You should teach them the importance of spiritual life.
你现在也要教导人们有关于 Krishna 知觉，告诉人们生命的目的和重要性。
So, in this way, Lord Chaitanya instructed the two brahmanas, then Lord Chaitanya left them. Lord Chaitanya would instruct people, and then he would just go away and travel another place.
主 Chaitanya 就这样教导了这两位 brahmana 之后就离开了。主 Chaitanya 就是通常呢，他教导完人们之后就继续旅行。
So in the same way, Lord Brahma has come to instruct Priyavrata. He's given them good instructions. Now he's finished, and Priyavrata accepts the instructions of Brahma, and he offers obeisances to him.
主 Brahma 就来教导了，给了 Priyavrata 很好的教导。Priyavrata 就接受了他的教导，之后向他致以顶拜。
Yeah. Lord Brahma is very, he's like the grandfather. He's the most important, he's the senior most person in the universe. And he was the grandfather of Priyavrata. So Priyavrata must be obedient to him. He must obey his instructions.
主 Brahma 相当于 Priyavrata 的祖父，也是这个宇宙当中最资深年长的生物。所以 Priyavrata 必须要顺从他，听他的话。
Priyavrata is a great devotee. He's a very advanced devotee.
Priyavrata 身为伟大的奉献者。
To follow the order, he must, the duty of the advanced devotee is to follow the instruction of the spiritual teachers.
Priyavrata 是伟大的奉献者，非常进步。那作为进步奉献者的职责就是去遵守灵性导师的命令。
Devotee should always think I am the servant of the servant of the servant.
奉献者应该想我是仆人的仆人的仆人。
Nobody should be proud and thinking I'm advanced, I know. Even Priyavrata is so advanced, but he's very humble.
人们不应该想我非常进步，我已经知道了。Priyavrata 他这么进步，仍然是非常谦卑的。
So Lord Brahma was also worshipped by Manu. Manu was the father of Priyavrata, and Manu also worships Brahma.
Priyavrata 的父亲 Manu 他也崇拜了主 Brahma。
Brahma is the father of Manu.
Brahma 也是 Manu 的父亲。
And both Priyavrata and Narada, they offer their respect to Narada Muni, and they don't have any bad feeling.
Priyavrata 和 Narada 两个人同时都向主 Brahma 致敬，内心当中没有一丝一毫的不良情绪。
And they accepted. Narada Muni had been trying to keep Priyavrata to stay with him in the mountain, but after Lord Brahma came, then he agreed. He accepted Lord Brahma's instruction. He accepted Brahma's decision as final.
Narada Muni 本来想把 Priyavrata 留在身边，留在山上，但是听了主 Brahma 的建议之后，他也欣然接受，他也同意了。
Initially, Priyavrata wanted to be the brahmachari, but now he's going back into the material life.
一开始 ，Priyavrata 本来是想做中守真守生的，那他现在呢，就准备回到物质生活当中了。
But Lord Brahma is okay. Okay, so then what happens after that? Then Lord Brahma goes back to his place, Satyaloka, in the spiritual world. Satyaloka is just at the edge of the spiritual world. It's not fully in the spiritual world, but it's right next to the spiritual world.
Brahma. 他便启程就回到他自己的 Satya Loka 了 Satya Loka 呢就位于灵性世界的旁边
It's just beside the Brahma Jyoti, the effulgence which comes from the body of Krishna.
就在 Brahma Jyoti 的旁边，就 Brahma Jyoti 呢是来自于主 Krishna 的躯体散发出的光灿。And
it's almost on the level, almost not quite on the level of the Vaikuntha planets.
几乎就是跟 Vaikuntha 星宿处在同一层面上。It's
described on the planet of Brahma Loka. There's no old age, there's no death, there's no anxiety, and there's no fear of any enemies.
去描述说呢，就 Brahma Loka 上，就是没有老年，没有死亡，也没有焦虑，也不会惧怕任何敌人。But
this is Lord Brahma's planet. It's the highest planet in the material universe.
这就是主 Brahma 的星球，是这个宇宙当中最高的星球。So
Narada, so Swayambhuva Manu gave all of these responsibilities as the government, as the ruler. He gave it all to Priyavrata.
Swayambhuva Manu 呢，于是便把这个整个的管理权转交给了 Priyavrata.
So Priyavrata, he has to take the responsibility to maintain and to protect all the planets of the universe.
因此 ，Priyavrata 就要肩负起维系并且保护全宇宙的重任了。
Could we imagine what a big responsibility? You know, we try to maintain and protect one tiny home, one apartment, but Priyavrata was maintaining all the planets in the universe.
我们可以想想这份责任的重大性。我们维系一个小家，维系一所小公寓都很困难，更何况 Priyavrata 他的职责。
So it's a great relief for Swayambhuva Manu to get freed of that responsibility.
而对于 Swayambhuva Manu 来说，来放弃这份职责是一个非常轻松的事情。他就是如释重负了。
You see the difference between Manu and the politicians today. Politicians today, they're very attached to their position. They never want to give it up.
在这里，我们就看到了 Swayambhuva Manu 和当代政治家之间的区别了。当代政治家就紧紧抓住政权，就依依不舍。And
see, Priyavrata, he didn't want to be the ruler. They had to persuade him, Lord Brahma had to persuade him to become the ruler.
Priyavrata 也不想成为统治者，还得由主 Brahma 来劝说他去承担这份职责。Nowadays,
people will kill other people to get that position to be the ruler.
而在当今社会上，一个人 要想当上统治者，他有时候不得不要杀掉另外一个人。
So the material world is like that for materialistic people. They're trying to get big position. They want to control. They want to be in charge. But devotees are not so eager for that.
所以在物质世界，物质主义者呢，他们就想控制，就想掌管，想要去统治。而奉献者并没有这种想法。
So Narada Muni became also happy when he saw Priyavrata come and rule the kingdom. He was also glad that, okay, this is what the Lord wants. This is the plan of the Supreme Lord. So Narada likes to please the Supreme Lord.
当 Narada 看见 Priyavrata 就担当了统治者的统治了整个王国的这个地位之后，他就想，哦，这是主的计划，是主的意志，所以他也感到很高兴，因为奉献者是想取悦主的。
So this way, Maharaj Priyavrata is engaged in all the affairs of the universe, material affairs, but at the same time, he's always thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord.
Priyavrata 就这样就是从事着管理宇宙的物质事物，但同时他总是想着主的莲花足。
He was pure, a pure devotee, but he accepted the duty just to follow the order of his superiors.
他是一位纯粹的奉献者，他承担这份职务只是为了服从尊长的命令。
Yeah, he was a liberated soul. He had no attraction for material life, but he's obedient to the superiors.
他已经是解脱了灵魂，对物质生活没有什么吸引力，但是他这样做只是为了顺从尊长。
Just like Arjuna in the battle of Kurukshetra.Arjuna didn't want to fight, but Krishna wanted him to fight. So Arjuna did it because Krishna wanted him to do it.
就像在 Kurukshetra 战场上， Arjuna 本来不想打仗，但是只是因为 Krishna 想要这场战争。
So that's the perfection of yoga. When we do everything in Krishna consciousness.
这就是瑜伽的完美境界，我们在 Krishna 知觉之中从事一切活动。
We do whatever we're asked to do, whatever we're told by the superiors. We take that as coming from Krishna, and we try our best to follow the instruction.
我们去做我们被要求所做的事情，别人告诉我们做的事情。我们去服从长尊长的命令，这是 Krishna 通过尊长告诉我们的，我们努力去做，去实行这个命令。
Sometimes the yogis they're afraid to go to the material world.
有的时候 yogi 们他们害怕去物质世界。
You get some devotees.They say, no, I just want to stay in Vrindavan. I don't want to leave Vrindavan.
有些奉献者呢，他们
go out of Vrindavan. I don't want to go.
有些奉献者他们只想留在 Vrindavan, 不希望离开 Vrindavan.
Or some people even they'll go and they go and hide in the forest or stay in a cave.
还有一些人他们躲在森林里或者是躲在山洞里。
They're afraid that Maya may capture them.
他们担心 Maya 会不会把他们抓住。
But a devotee, one who's a real devotee, they're not afraid to go anywhere because they see Krishna everywhere.
然而一位真正的奉献者 并不害怕去任何地方，因为他们在任何地方都见到的就是 Krishna。
Devotee doesn't see any difference between heaven and hell and liberation.
在天堂、地狱、解脱这三者之间，奉献者看不到有什么区别。
Wherever he goes, he's just going to preach Krishna consciousness.
他去哪里就在哪里传播 Krishna 知觉。
Prabhupada gives the example. He said, just like you have this typing machine. You can only use it for typing. You can't use it for anything else.
Prabhupada 他就举了一个就打字机的例子。他打字机的用途呢就是打字用了，不能用于任何其他的用途。
So he said, devotees like that, wherever you put them,They're just going to do the same, service for Krishna.
他说奉献者也就像打字机一样，你放在哪里他们就来服务 Krishna.
They'll wake up early in the morning, they'll chant Hare Krishna, they'll read the books, they'll offer their food.
他们会清晨早起念诵 Hare Krishna, 读书供奉食物。
They'll follow all the principles of Bhakti Yoga, whether they're in heaven or hell or liberation.
无论他们在天堂、地狱还是处在解脱状态，他们都遵守 Bhakti Yoga 的规范原则。
Doesn't change. Life of the devotee is the same everywhere.
在任何一个地方，奉献者的生活都不会有变化，都是一样的。
So sometimes even the people on the topmost platform, the topmost devotees, they will come down to the intermediate level so that they can go and preach.
有些高级奉献者，他们就降到中级奉献者的层面，目的是传教。
So Maharaj Priyavrata, he comes back, he takes over the kingdom, he's ruling the kingdom. Sorry, a suitable girl is brought to be his wife and gets married, and together they have 10 sons and 1 daughter.
就这样 Priyavrata 就担任了统治者的地位，他还娶了一位妻子。跟妻子生了10位儿子和1位女儿。
He could have remained a brahmachari, but the Lord wanted him to come back and to rule the kingdom.
他本来是可以继续成为真守生的，但是主希望他回去统治这个星球。
When one is at home,To be in the home, one should have a wife with him.
在家中呢，就是应该有妻子和自己在一起。
You can't think you can stay at home with your family. You can't think you can be at home with your mother and father. You're a brahmachari. That's not brahmachari.
如果你Sorry, Mara, I didn't catch the meaning.
If one lives with a mother and father, lives with a family, that's not brahmachari life. That means that is family life.
你跟父母亲住在一起，那不是真守生生活，而是家庭生活。
And family life.If you're in a griha in the home, then you should have a wife with you.
如果是你在一个 griha 一个家庭当中呢，应该有一位妻子。
Just like Lord Chaitanya, the example is there. When Lord Chaitanya, his first wife died, so his mother told him, "You should take another wife." So he got married again.
就像主柴丹尼亚第一位妻子 去世之后，他的母亲就告诉他，你应该再结婚，再第二次娶一位妻子。
Yeah, because Lord Chaitanya said, I am in household life, so I should have a wife.
主柴丹尼亚说，我现在是在居士生活当中，居士生活就应该是有一位妻子。
Can't just simply stay at home and not have a wife. I should have a wife there.
不能只是自己在家里待着，应该有一位妻子。
Brahmachari means live with the spiritual master. You live in the ashram with the spiritual teacher.
Brahmachari 的意思就是跟灵性导师一起待在 ashram。
So Priyavrata, so he had originally he was renounced, but he can still also be renounced even though he has a wife.
Priyavrata 一开始是弃绝的，但是即便是有了妻子，也仍然是可以是弃绝的。
But there's also, of course, there's also, this is also, to get married, this is not renunciation, this is actually enjoyment.
但是结婚不是真正意义上的弃绝，结婚呢实际上是享受。
So although the path, although he had been renounced, now he's accepting enjoyment.
那本来呢他已经弃绝了，现在他就接受了享受。
So usually it doesn't happen like that.
一般情况呢这不是一普通情况，一般的情况。
So Prabhupada describes, he says sometimes people criticize him because he would do the marriage for some of his disciples.
Prabhupada 就说呢，有时候人们批评他，因为呢，他会让他的门徒结婚。
But Prabhupada explains, we're beginning, it was a new society, and we have to have people properly married.
可是 Prabhupada 解释说呢，我们这个社团呢，协会是一个新成立的协会，必须让年轻人们呢，进入就结婚生活。
Prabhupada himself was renounced, but he had to encourage these people in the path of family life, which is actually enjoyment.
Prabhupada 本人他是弃绝之人，可是呢，他必须要鼓励这些年轻人们结婚，而这个结婚呢，是一种享受的生活。
So Prabhupada explains, this is Daivi Van.Means establishing Varnashram without considering the birth.
Prabhupada 解释说，这是 Daivi Varnashram， 意思就是说，不考虑出身的这个 Ashram。
And Prabhupada said, this is one of the functions of the Hare Krishna movement to establish this kind of Daivi Varnashram.
Prabhupada 说，Hare Krishna 这些协会的一个功能就是建立 Daivi Varnashram。
People should be properly situated according to their qualities and their activities. They should be in the right ashrams.
人们应当根据他们的品质和活动处于恰当的 ashram 中。
We have many devotees. Not everybody is a brahmana.
我们有许多的奉献者并非 brahmana.
Not everybody needs to be brahmana. Not everybody needs to be engaged in the temple. Some people can go out to work.
不是每个人都需要成为 brahmana 的，有一些必须要出去工作。
Some people can be trained to do business and farming.
有些人可以去受到训练去做生意和务农。
And some people are good in administration work.
还有一些人擅长于管理工作。
Not everybody is meant to be a sannyasi or a brahmachari. Most people will like to get married and have a family.
不是每一个人都想成为 sannyasi 和 brahmachari. 有些人想要结婚。
And they should be properly arranged. The man and woman should be suitably qualified for each other, and they should live together peacefully in Krishna consciousness.
所以男性和女性呢，他们就应该就是匹配，他们就应该在 Krishna 知觉当中平和的生活。
Spiritual advancement does not depend on their ashram.
灵性的进步程度并不取决于一个人的 ashram.
We have to see their spiritual advancement. We have to see how much spiritual knowledge they have and how much spiritual realization they have.
要看他们到底有多少灵性知识以及灵性的觉悟。
So people have to be engaged according to their natures.
人们应当按照他们的本性而从事工作。
Therefore, Prabhupada in the beginning, he got his disciples married.
因此 ,Prabhupada 一开始就让门徒结婚。
So we will stop here tonight, ask if there's any questions.
我们今天晚上就讲到这里，我们来看一下有什么问题。
Hare Krishna, Guru Mani Mataji, 您看到吗？您可以看到吗？
我看到的有一个问题。
两个问题。
两个问题。我只看到一个。第一个问题是Chandra Vilasini顶拜咕噜。甜美的讲课，我今天在瓦坛里看到第三篇23章40节47说，神通广大的卡达玛穆尼是每个人心中的知悉者，他能够赐予别人心中想欲的任何事物。那么这种情况能否赐予别人马上对 Krishna 自动自发的爱吗？是不是只有赐予别人对 Krishna 的爱，这个爱是市面上没有的事物才是神通呢？我个人这样理解正确不？So she paid obeisance to you. And today I read Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3.Chapter 23, verse 47. It said that Kardama Muni.
Kardama Muni.
Yeah. He's the knower in everyone's heart. He has a lot of power, and he can give.Fulfill the desire of others, whatever others want in their heart. And under this situation, can he give a spontaneous love to Lord Krishna? It's the first part.
Oh, just let me get this text 47, huh? Chapter 23.
Verse
23:47. Okay, in the knower of everyone's heart, and he could grant whatever one desired. Knowing the spiritual soul, he regarded her as half of his body. Dividing himself into nine forms, he impregnated Devahuti with nine discharges of semen. The knower of everyone's heart, and he could grant whatever one desired. And her question is?
Can Kadama Muni give others spontaneous love to Lord Krishna?
Because? Why?
Because he can give, fulfill others' desire in their heart.
Yes, possible. But in this particular case,
是的。 Sorry, Marjorie, the letter part is broken.
Okay, in this section is talking about Kardama Muni with his wife Devahuti. So Devahuti had the desire to have a child, to have children.
这一部分呢是 Kardama Muni 和他的妻子 Devahuti 之间的交往，那他的妻子想要孩子。
Yeah, she at this point, you know, she wasn't asking her husband to give her pure love of God.
她并没有要求自己的丈夫给予她对神的纯粹的爱。
She just wanted to have children.
她只是想自己有孩子。
And so he does his duty as her husband, and he arranges for her to have children.
那他就履行自己作为丈夫的责任，就让自己的妻子有孩子。But
of course, he's a great devotee, and he could actually give love of God.
因为他是伟大的奉献者，他是能够给予对神的爱的。What's
the second part of the question?
The second part is that. Sati, 你能不能解释一下？我这听不懂，这种市面上的爱是什么意思？
我也不太清楚他这个是什么意思，我问问他吧。不行，我们看下一个问题先，等他。行，we
will ask her further, and we will move on to the next question.
Okay.
顶拜古鲁莲花组，请问古鲁，您刚讲到伟大奉献者看上去有些很贫穷，那么我们怎么去看伟大奉献者或一般奉献者身上的富裕呢？贵谢。 You mentioned some great devotee appears very poor. Then
yeah.
How should we look look those devotees, great devotees or ordinary devotees, the opulence of ordinary devotee or great devotee?
We should look at them equally. We should not look at their material situation.
我们应该平等地看待他们，我们不应该去看他们的物质的状况。
Now, in the Krishna book, in the 10th canto, you have a nice example. It describes how Lord Krishna, when he was living at Dwarka, sometimes he'd go out around his kingdom and visit different people.
你可以读一下就 Krishna 快乐全员第十篇。 就讲到主 Krishna 居住在 Dwarka 的时候，有时候他会巡游他的王国。
So it describes how on one occasion he'd gone with all the great sages, and what happened was they divided themselves into two. Krishna expanded himself, And the great sages also expanded themselves, and they went in two groups. And one group went to the very wealthy king Bahulashva. Maharaj Bahulashva had a great kingdom, a great palace, and all the sages went there, and they were received in great opulence.
主 Krishna 呢就把自己扩展为两个人，那些圣哲们呢陪同他的圣哲们也将自己扩展为两个人，这样呢他们就分成两组，一组就去了那个富裕的巴胡拉什巴的王国宫殿。
And they received them in great opulence.
然后这个国王呢就以非常富裕的方式来迎接了他们。
Yeah, they brought very nice foodstuffs and everything was very opulent because the king is in the palace and so he had a lot of wealth.
他们给主和圣人们端上精美的食物并且非常富裕的来崇拜他们，因为这国王他居住在宫殿，宫殿里就是富裕堂皇的。
And they had big seat for Krishna.And then they give Krishna a big bed to lay down and rest.
给 Krishna 端上一顿大餐，让他躺在一张精美的大床上休息。
Then Krishna went to see a Brahmana. The other group, one group went to the king, the other group went to this Brahmana. His name was Shrutadev.
另外一组人就去了另外一个 Brahmana 家。这个 Brahman 名字叫 Shrutadev.
And this Brahmana is very poor. And Krishna comes here with all the sages. And the Brahmana just washes the floor and puts out a straw mat for Krishna to sit on.
这位 Brahmana 非常贫穷，他就只能给他们洗足涤足，wash the 哦，对，他只能呢把那个地板擦一擦。然后在地上呢铺上一个草垫请他们坐下来。
And the Brahmana doesn't have any very nice food. He just has some very simple wild fruits what he collects in the forest. And he offers it to Krishna and the sages.
这个 Brahmana 也没有非常丰盛的食物，只有一些从森林里采来的野果给主 Krishna 和圣哲们吃。
And so Krishna didn't make any distinction. One was very rich, the other was very poor. But Krishna saw that they were both very great devotees and they were worshipping Krishna according to their means.
但是主 Krishna 他不加以区分，他把这两者都看成伟大的奉献者，都根据自己的情况，根据自己的现有资源来崇拜他。
They both worship Krishna and they were very happy to receive Krishna as their guest.
他们都崇拜 Krishna, 很欢欣很高兴地来把 Krishna 带为上宾。
And Krishna is also happy to come to their home and be with them.
Krishna, 能来到他们的家中和他们待在一起也感到很喜悦。
He doesn't make distinction between the rich and the poor. He sees them all equal.
他不区分，这个是富裕的，那个是穷的，他都是一视同仁对待他们。
Understand somebody.Somebody who's living in great opulence, then okay, it's the mercy of Krishna, the arrangement of Krishna. And somebody's in poverty-stricken condition, we understand also, oh, it's the arrangement.
Some 人很富裕，我们就可以理解，哦，这是 Krishna 的安排，是 Krishna 的仁慈。
Kolavika Sridhar was very poor, so Lord Chaitanya was giving benedictions to the devotee, and he called Sridhar to come, and he asked Sridhar, take some benediction from me.
Kolavika Sridhar 呢？ 非常穷。朱彻丹尼亚妈妈不就把他，就有一次就把他叫过来，你快管我要些祝福吧。
Lord Chaitanya was revealing himself as the Supreme Lord. He was sitting on the throne of Vishnu, and he was offering Shrida any blessing he wanted, whatever he wanted, he could ask for.
朱彻丹尼亚就揭示自己作为至尊的 Vishnu 的地位，就让 Kulavichar 就向他寻求他想要的任何的赐福。
But Kulavika Sridhar asked Lord Chaitanya, bless me that I can go on the way I'm doing. Whatever income I get every day, I spend 50% to worship Mother Ganga.
Kulavika Sridhar, 他就请求主 Chaitanya 祝福他，他能够继续他现有的状况。他能将他收入的50%都用于崇拜恒河。
And so Lord Chaitanya said, "Don't you want some wealth? Wouldn't you? Don't you want some, you know, some material prosperity?" But Sridhar said, "No. Why?"
主彻丹尼亚就问他，你难道不想要一些财富，不想要繁物质上的繁荣吗？后来维查·施达尔就说不想要，为什么要呢？
So Sridhar said, everybody is in the situation according to their past activities. The bird has his home in the nest in the tree, and the king is living in the palace.
施达尔就说每个人都根据他过往活动处在特定的境况当中，一只鸟儿会居住在他树上的鸟巢里，而一位国王会居住在富丽的皇宫里。
Why should I change anything? I'm happy doing living according to my situation.
我为什么要改变自己的生活状况呢？我这样很快乐，我就这种生活就感到很满足。
Prabhupada also tells.There was one spiritual master, he was living very simply, just eating some wild green leaves and some rice. So he had a rich disciple. And the rich disciple came and wanted to give wealth to the guru.
Srila Prabhupada 就讲过，曾经有一位灵性导师，他每天只是吃一些野生的就是绿叶儿，一些绿叶儿，他还有一些大米饭，他有一位非常富有的门徒，就想给他的灵性导师提供一些富裕。
But the guru said, "No, no, I don't need your money. I live whatever is arranged by the grace of Krishna. We're happy."
领导人就说啊，不不，我不想要你的钱，我只是按照 Krishna 给我的安排，就这样生活就很快乐的。
So this is how devotees should view opulence like that. That whatever opulence there is, we will accept it for the service of Krishna, not for our own sense gratification.
奉献者们就是这样看待富裕的，那无论他们拥有什么样的富裕，都用来服务 Krishna。
Not for sense gratification.
而不是用于感官享乐。
Do we have any other question?
Hare Krishna, 刚才Chandra Velasini Madaji 的那个问题。
Yeah.
他说就是赐予别人对 Krishna 纯粹的爱，这个爱是物质世界没有的产品，他这种理解对不对？
物质世界没有这样的产品，没有 and the
in the
Krishna
so can can she understand that the pure love for Krishna is not product of this material world?
Yes, right. Pure love for Krishna. Where does it come from? It comes from the spiritual world.
你这个理解是正确的。对 Krishna 纯粹的爱是来自哪里呢？来自灵性世界。
Just like the holy name. Where does the holy name come from? The holy name comes from the spiritual world.
就像圣名，圣名从哪儿来呢？是来自灵性世界。
We say Golokera Primadana Harinam Sankirtan. The Sankirtan of the holy name comes down from the spiritual world.
就是呢 Golokera Primadana Harinam Sankirtan. Sankirtan 是来自 Goloka 灵性世界的。
At the same time, we can say love of Krishna is in everyone's heart, and it's awakened by hearing.
同时呢，我们应该看到对神的爱也处在众生的心中，可以通过聆听来得到唤醒。
We have to continually hear, and that love for Krishna which is there.So love of Krishna is also there in our heart, and it's awakened the more we hear.
So, 对 Krishna 的爱也在我们心中。我们越是聆听，就这份爱越得以唤醒。
因为 Krishna 也在我们的心中。
因为 Krishna 也在我们心中。
So, we have.That loving relationship with Krishna, but we're forgetting because we're unconditioned souls in the material world.
对 Krishna, 我们跟 Krishna 的关系，我们自己已经忘记了，因为我们是物质世界受条件们所限制的灵魂。
But the liberated souls, they're not in the material world.
但是解脱的灵魂们，他们并不在物质世界。
They may appear, they look like they're in the material world, but they're seeing Krishna everywhere.
可能看上去好像是他们在物质世界当中，但是他们是无处不看到。
Yeah, devotee sees everywhere the spirit. He sees it, Krishna everywhere. He sees it, everywhere the spiritual world. There's not a devotee.
奉献者们看到的是哪里都是灵性世界。
For the pure devotee.纯粹的奉献者没有看到物质世界，纯粹的奉献者他们就看到灵性世界 ，right？
纯粹的奉献者看不到的物质世界，他们只看到灵性世界。
OK， 还有问题吗？也有其他的问题没有？Sati, Hare Krishna, Guru Mani.
好像是没有
了。我还有一个染日泡芙的问题，你没看到吗？
我这个
没看到哈，我读一下吧。
放好没？
染日泡芙的问题，灵性的爱是我只知道纯粹的。具体有哪些？怎么和物质上区分？就是灵性的爱是只是纯粹的爱。这些纯粹的爱具体有哪些内容？然后怎么和物质上的爱区分？
怎么说？物质的爱区分 ？How to see material love？
Spiritual love is pure love. So what's the contents? So spiritual love is pure love. So what's the contents of spiritual love? And what's the difference between spiritual love and material love?
Okay. So spiritual love is where you simply want to give to the other person without anything, expecting anything in return.
灵性的爱就是只想给予别人，而不期待对方的回报。
Pure love, spiritual love is described in Shikshastikam, the final verse of the Shikshastikam prayers.
就这在主的八训规最后一个诗节描述了纯粹的爱。
It shows this verse shows the mood of Radharani.
他揭示了 Radharani 的心态。
So Radharani is saying that if my suffering makes you happy, that is my happiness.
Shrimati Radharani 说，如果我的痛苦令你感到快乐，那就是我的快乐。
Yeah. That is pure love.
那便是纯粹的爱。
But material, in the material world, it's a different thing.
然而在物质世界却不一样。
In the material, your job is to make me happy.
物质世界是这样想的，你的活儿，你的工作就是让我快乐。
Yeah. So that's the difference.Material love and spiritual love.
这是物质世界和灵性物质的爱与灵性的爱的区分。
清楚了吗 ？Rajendra, is it clear? Sati, 同意吗？
是的，好的 ，Good day。我们还有你还有一个问题，狗文达南妮妮马达吉又发生了一个问题。
啊，
顶拜 Good day， 感恩翻译和群里的家人，想问一下，在自己家人面前总是底气不足，尤其不擅长展示 Krishna 知觉。总想尽可能隐藏，因为我们之前因为这件事相互伤害了，他们心里对 Krishna 知觉也产生了很深的误解，可能我需要找机会澄清这些误解，也随着我越来越成熟，让他们慢慢产生更多的好感，对吗？家人的态度是不是检测自己灵修好坏的最好方式呢？还有一个问题，是不是太长了？Guru Mani Madaji，我先读到这儿吧，后面还有一部分。
这是第一部分。
对。
In front of my family members, usually I don't have quite a lot of confidence. I'm not expert to demonstrate Krishna consciousness. I also want to hide Krishna consciousness. Because we have hurt each other, they have misunderstood me. I want to clarify Krishna consciousness to them. As soon as I became more mature,so that they have a good feeling to me. Is that right? And also in the attitude of our family member is the test to our spiritual practice.
No, it's not right.
不 对，不是的。
Your family are not devotees, and you won't be able to convince them about Krishna consciousness.
你的家人们，他们不是奉献者，你说服不了他们有 Krishna 知觉。
Doesn't matter how much you think you're mature or not, they're not going to change.
那不管你觉得自己到底有多少多么成熟，他们都不会改变。
Because they see you as their little girl, and they think you're just misguided.
他们把你就当成他们的小女孩，觉得你已经被误导了。
They want to see you a good materialist like them.
他们想看到你跟他们一样是一个很棒的物质主义者。
So, I don't think you're dealing with them. I think you have to be very careful how you deal with them. You don't want to get too close with them.
所以我认为，你应该小心的跟他们打交道，不要跟他们太近。
Just try to be Krishna conscious in your own home, with your husband and your child.
你只需要在自己的家中努力地成为 Krishna 知觉，和自己的丈夫、孩子们在一起。
The most difficult people to preach to are your parents.
最难传教的就是自己的父母。
So I don't encourage you to try.
所以我不鼓励你在这方面努力。
Don't waste your time.
不要浪费时间。
You just get depressed and disappointed when you fail.
不然的话，一旦你失败了，你就会感到抑郁，还感到气馁。
下一部分是什么？他的问题。
下一部分，他说还有一个问题，自己内心在对别人介绍 Krishna 知觉时，还是会有些障碍，尤其对那些兴趣很低的人，尤其害怕被别人看成怪异的人，这样就很难随时随地想着去传教，即便有时间遇到了感兴趣的人，也错过了给别人讲述的机会，该怎么办？
She has some obstacles to introduce Krishna consciousness to others in her heart, especially to those who are not so interested to Krishna consciousness, and therefore, she cannot preach everywhere and to whoever she meet, and she is afraid that others will regard her as very abnormal, and so that she had missed some opportunities to preach. So, what to do?
I think you're wasting your time trying to preach to people who are not interested.
我认为你给那些对没有兴趣的人传播 Krishna 知觉是浪费时间。
That's a waste of time. It's an offense to try to instruct people who are faithless.
像毫无信心的人传教 Krishna 知觉是一项冒犯。
You have to create faith in people first.
首先，你要在别人的心中要建立他们的信心。
You have to do that by usually what we have kirtan, and if people like kirtan and prasadam, Then gradually they develop faith. If they don't like kirtan, don't like prasadam, then you're wasting your time.
一般呢，我们是用 kirtan 和 prasadam。如果人们喜欢 kirtan 和 prasadam， 嗯，我们再给他们介绍，不然的话就是浪费时间。
You can simply maybe give them a book, let them try to read, ask them if they read the book, ask them is it interesting or not. If they say no, not interesting, then don't waste any more time.
你可以简单的给他们一本书，问他们感不感兴趣。如果他们的答案是否定的，就不要再浪费时间了。
So you don't know who to preach to. That's the problem. You're not experienced. You don't know who to preach to and who not to preach.
嗯，你问题就在于你不知道该向谁去传教。你们在这方面没有什么经验。So better not to preach.
You're making offenses by trying to preach to people who have no faith.
你向那些毫无信心的人传教，就在做冒犯。
So be careful.
所以要小心。
好的，布雷，我们又有一个新的问题，我们最后一个问题了。
好。
卡拉瓦提狗皮卡吗，大吉？物质是。卡拉巴提狗皮卡马达吉的问题，物质世界的情感好像也有一心为对方付出的感情，那种也不纯粹吗？就是这种物质世界的一心为对方付出的这种情感也不纯粹吗？
Yes， 是的，是不纯粹的。Yes, there's no real love in the material world.
是的，在物质世界没有真正的、真实的爱。
It's that relationship between men and women. It's more for the, you know, what is giving us pleasure in our senses, what is satisfying our senses. It's not spiritual.
在物质世界男女之间的这种情感是有关于怎么能满足我的感官的，令我的感官感到快乐的。
So you're saying, is it pure? Can it be pure in the material world? Nothing, the material things are not pure. They're all contaminated by the modes of nature, goodness, passion, or ignorance.
物质世界的一切都是受物质自然三形态，善良、激情、愚昧的污染。
And so the relationship between the couple, it may be in the mode of ignorance, it may be in the mode of passion, it may be in the mode of goodness.
因此就这个夫妻之间的关系有可能是处在愚昧属性，有可能处在激情属性，或者是善良属性。
So sometimes it's in the mode of goodness, but sometimes it changes to the mode of passion. Sometimes it changes to the mode of ignorance.
所以有的时候，处在愚昧属性，可能就变成了处在激情属性，或者是改为处在善良属性当中。
We have to bring it up. If you want pure love.It has to be in relation to Krishna.
我们必须把它提升上去。如果想变成纯粹的爱，必须要跟 Krishna 联系在一起。
There has to be some connection to Krishna consciousness to have pure love.
必须跟 Krishna 知觉有关系，那才称为纯粹的爱。
So, just like in the spiritual world, there can be men and women, husbands and wives. You know, they can be married and like that. They're pure.
就在灵性的世界呢，也有男性、女性，也有丈夫和妻子，那都是纯粹的。
So it's not that we're against these things, but everything must be, you know, if you want pure love, well, like I said, pure love. Radharani saying to Krishna, if my being broken-hearted, my suffering, my pain, that makes you happy, that is my happiness.
我们并不反对上面的你说的，但是对于纯粹的爱呢，就像 Radharani 对 Krishna 所说的，如果就是我的心碎能让你快乐的话，那就是我的快乐和幸福。
You know, we cannot imitate Radharani.
我们可不能模仿 Radharani.
Yeah, you know. My Prabhupada also said, material world, every man needs a woman, every woman needs a man.
Prabhupada 也说过，在物质世界，每一个男人都需要女人，而每一个女人也需要男人。
We just have to try to keep Krishna consciousness. So, to be Krishna conscious, we should try to come to the mode of goodness.
We just 要保持 Krishna 之觉，但是要保持 Krishna 之觉，必须要处在善良心态。
Then from the mode of goodness, then it's easy to transcend, to come up to the transcendental platform.
之后在善良形态当中呢，就很容易晋升到超然的层面了。
The mode of goodness means no passion, no ignorance.
善良属性、善良形态意味着就是没有激情、没有愚昧。
Okay, 今天到这儿了，可以吗？
可以，好的 ，Good day， 我们就到这里了。
OK， 谢谢大家，对你的问题提得很好，我回答不太好。
好 ，Good day， 感恩您的讲课和对问题的耐心的解答，也感恩 Good morning 马大吉，我感谢奉献者的聆听，那我们今天的晚课就到这里。
OK, Hare Krishna,
晚安。
晚安，
顶拜您的莲花族。
顶拜你们。